Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm an evangelist with Microsoft, and here today at the Microsoft Advana campus in Bellevue, Washington, and here with Dan from the Dynamics CRM product team. So Dan, can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Dan Bean. I'm the principal program manager on the Dynamics team, and or the CRM Dynamics team, and I'm working on the marketplace, so I'm trying to get the Dynamics marketplace up and running in time for the CRM 2011 launch.
So tell us a bit about the marketplace. I mean, this is the first time we've had one in the lifetime of Dynamics CRM, and why is this important, and why should partners be paying attention to it?
Yeah, this definitely is something we've taken a run at in the past, but what we're, you know, I think today we're in a good position to deliver on this promise. There's a couple things I think which have really come together to enable us to deliver this time around. Key thing is in 2011 we've made a big investment in solutions as an infrastructure. So we've created this whole new infrastructure around being able to create solution packages, you know, take all your customizations, package them up, get them exported as a zip file, hand them off to someone else and get them re-imported. So unlike CRM4 where that was kind of a roll your own type of process,
right.
Now we have a standard process where it's, you know, quite easy to do. So by having that, you know, now we have a digital good, it really gives us that item to go put up on a marketplace. The other thing that's kind of come together, you know, in the stars aligning is the Pinpoint team who've had a catalog really around partners in the past. They've kind of changed their strategic direction and they're looking more to be a true marketplace and to fade in the background a bit and become a platform. And so now we have a marketplace platform we can build on. We have a good that we can put up on the marketplace. We put those, you know, things together and we're, you know, enable us to bring this marketplace together. I think for our partner, the exciting thing about this, and we've talked to partners at Convergence and at WPC about this, and what, you know, the exciting thing is the opportunity to connect with customers. Because some of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to make this an integrated portion of the web CRM web client. So when you're in the CRM web client and you go to the place in the UX where you want to work with solutions, very prominently displayed right there is, hey, marketplace. So people can go click on that link and we'll bring back like the top 10 or top 15 applications or listings from both kind of a best match or newest, and so we'll also actually have a staff picks as well. So there'll be lots of opportunity to get your solution or your listing marketed, you know, right in front of the customer's eyes. So that's within the product. Within the outside of that, we're doing search engine optimization, search engine marketing. We're doing integration within the various CRM web properties, such as, you know, the Dynamics.com site. So there'll be a lot of places we're trying to bring eyeballs to that site. So for a partner, you know, you get the power of Microsoft trying to bring those eyes to your listing, so you can get a lot more opportunity. And then, you know, when you get into the site itself for a partner, there's opportunities again to get listed in a staff pick. There'll be opportunities to be listed as a feature application, banner ad. There'll be leads generated when a customer comes in and they say, hey, I want to get information, or I want to try out a beta, or I want to download the application. They get a form popped up that gathers lead information, and that lead information gets sent to the partner. So it's a great place for the partner to be able to get, you know, very qualified leads that they can go follow up with. So I think that's then there's a dashboard that'll help them measure all this stuff on the back end. So there's, you know, that's where the excitement is for the partners, the idea that this gives them a tool to really connect with customers and to, you know, work with Microsoft's marketing effort to bring the eyes to their product and have that opportunity.
So this is really important news for partners, because when they have been making the decision to build on Dynamics CRM, obviously one of the key points and one of the key questions has always been, well, how will Microsoft help us market this product or our products? So it sounds that finally we're gonna have an answer, rather than just say, okay, well, you know, we'll be blogging about your solution maybe. Now we'll have an official way for them to say,
right,
okay, here's the marketplace, and here's the solutions, and then obviously at that point customers will be able to make a purchase decision.
Yeah. So, I mean, to give more details about the marketplace itself, I mean, it's clearly branded as a Dynamics marketplace. So one thing that's different from the existing Pinpoint, I mentioned how Pinpoint is kind of fading a bit into the background, it's not a Pinpoint branded site. So it's a Dynamics marketplace site. So when you come up there, all the pages are branded Dynamics. The initial focus will be CRM applications, but, you know, we'll have sections for ERP and AX and the other applications as well.
So this isn't just about CRM.
No.
It's pretty much about the entire
Dynamics
products.
Right. It's about all Dynamics products. So partners who have offerings on the various products, they'll be able to put listings up for all Dynamics products. When you list on the site, the experience for a customer coming in is to see Dynamics branding at the top, There's a small link that says powered by Pinpoint,
but right.
that's fairly innocuous, and the content is focused on dynamics. So I come in and I say, which product do I want to work with? CRM. Okay, now I'm looking at the CRM products. The customer will be able to search, browse by filters on the left, but they'll be able to also search on search terms. When they get a result back, they get back a result list that's both listings for solutions and listings for partner or professional services, and then they can choose, you know, I'm looking for a solution, or no, you know, I want some consultant to help me out with this problem. So it gives us partners an opportunity for our partners who have, solutions that they want to sell, they have that opportunity. But for our partners that are, who work or focus more on consulting dollars or things like around
right.
that, they also have the opportunity to participate as well. When a customer gets to a particular link, there's a review, to a particular listing, there's reviews, so there's the kind of power of the community that helps decide what's going to be listed at the top of the rankings. There's an opportunity for the partner to put up a trial version. There's an opportunity for them to, put up a buy link. Now, the buy link will take them directly to the partner site, and the partners will, for this first go-around, will manage the transaction.
Okay.
Later on, as we move the marketplace forward, we'll have the transactions built in on the marketplace as well. So, that's the other kind of key point here is that this will be an ongoing effort. So we're going to roll this out in November, but we've got, we have plans to continue to enhance and improve the site over the next, 12 to 24 months as we move forward. So there's a lot of exciting things that we want to add to the marketplace as we go forward as well.
So how does the Certify for Microsoft Dynamics program mm-hmm. fit into this? I would sort of assume that if you have two solutions and one of them is Certify for Microsoft Dynamics CRM, it would obviously make sense to basically maybe list that one ahead of the one that isn't.
Definitely certified. The Certified for Microsoft Dynamics program is really integrated well with the marketplace. So there's a couple of key things that get you. One is we encourage everybody to go ahead and go through that program and get the benefits from there. But the benefits for CFMD, one is you get a boost in your ranking. So if you have CFMD, if two applications or two solutions had equivalent user ratings and one was CFMD, it's going to get ranked above the other
okay.
one. So it definitely helps you in the rankings. It's not a permanent, we're going to list all the CFMDs before anything that's not CFMD because the rankings are also brought in there, but it adds an additional weighting to the results list or the ranking list. The other thing is that you can display a badge as well. So, so you get that badge on there. There'll be a filter on the left, or customers mm-hmm. just want to filter down to certified solutions. It'll be very easy for them to do that. We are looking at, the process around the staff picks and the banner ads haven't been decided yet, but there's a high likelihood that to participate as a banner ad that you'll need to be a CFMD solution. So
right.
some of the higher end marketing opportunities will be reserved for the CFMD class of solutions as well.
So what about as the number of applications increase, mm-hmm. maybe into the thousands, is your team working on ways to rotate so that, maybe applications that have been in there for quite some time still get an opportunity to participate in like app of the day type thing?
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of where the staff picks, and I don't know if we'll call it staff picks, but that's the concept there, is that it's a rotating system where, you get in there for some period of time that we rotate out and we give other people the opportunity, so it's not a fixed list. I mean,
okay.
part of it is just we want to make sure that customers that come back get a new experience each time. We're going to work with the field and the subs to kind of define what those processes are, and that will happen in the next month. But I think by the time we get to beta in September, we'll have a better definition of what the how that will all work.
So how can partners get involved today? I mean, is there a marketplace website today that can go in that will take them through the process of signing up?
Yeah, there's a couple ways to get involved. One is to go. The key thing is to make sure that you're listed on Solution Finder,
mm-hmm.
which exists today. What we're going to be doing over the summer is going through Solution Finder and moving the content from there into this new marketplace. So if your content is there in Solution Finder, by probably the end of August, when the marketplace launches in September, you'll be there and you'll be listed. Now, the initial version, if you look at Solution Finder, what you can put there is a listing. You can't put any digital good up yet. So essentially, that's kind of a two-step process. Get your listing up there, get it correct, get everything up there that's saying what you want it to say. And then, we'll bring that forward. And then in September, when the beta rolls out, that gives you the opportunity. And now the upload opens up. And now, when you have the beta build, you can also start building your solutions.
Right.
You can put your solutions up on the marketplace, starting September. We'll limit the customers of the marketplace to focus on the beta program in the September timeframe, and it'll go wide, you know, general availability and when we do RTW in November. The other comment I was going to make, trying to remember around, when you do the upload of your solution, there's a kind of a two-step process there as far as validation. One is that we will do a malware scan, so that's done kind of by the Pinpoint back end. But we'll also do a Microsoft Business Ready MBR platform. I'm sorry, Microsoft Platform Ready MPR will be a tool that you'll run that will verify that it's content for CRM. So essentially, it'll make sure that what you've uploaded is actually a solution that we can import into CRM. So there's a couple of validation steps that go through when you do an upload.
And then obviously we'll be able to access it through a website or just a standard web browser. It also means that if we want to point to a particular application or send a customer, we could just send them a URL to say here's the application.
Right. So yeah, it gives us a great way just to be able to send links around. You know, so when we want to find solutions, I think one of the exciting things for us internally is it gives our own field people a great place to go and find partner solutions that can participate into a sales opportunity. So we have this one unified place to go take a look at. We'll take those queries. I mean, you can basically the marketplace supports just with standard URLs of getting back query lists as well as just getting listings. So we'll be able to take for example, we have a homepage or we have a page that's focused on various industries. So there's an education page for Microsoft.
Okay.
And we've talked to the folks that own that page, and they would be able to use a query then to have a results list right there, so that top five, Dynamics education-related apps could be listed on that page. So we're looking for opportunities to take the content, not just from in the marketplace, but to take the content of the marketplace out, syndicate it into all the various web properties where it makes sense, so we can get as many eyeballs to the site as possible.
So I think this is exciting because, in my role as an evangelist, and I'm always reaching out to partners who are new to the world of Dynamics CRM, typically the first question is about the technology, and then the second question is, well, how can Microsoft help us market this? And we have made some pretty good efforts, in the lifetime of Dynamics CRM and our other Dynamics products. But I think finally, with the launch of the marketplace, this is it.
Yeah.
Now is the time to get partners involved, getting their applications on there, and then people's reviews will obviously decide which ones are the most successful.
Right. Yeah. No. It just gives it opens up a place where the partners can get listed. They can get Microsoft will do everything we can to get the eyeballs there. But it's up to the partners to put up quality solutions and get that great feedback, pop to the top of the list. But, we're creating a great opportunity for everybody to go out there and drive some new business.
Excellent. Well, Dan, I really appreciate the time to talk to me today. We'll look forward to launching the marketplace.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.